This is Scenic Roots. This afternoon we have a session from Josh Driver with his band Full Circle, playing a collection of songs, some of which will be on his debut album coming later this year. Josh will introduce the rest of the band playing with him in the studio in the Chattanooga Downtown Library. This is Josh Driver and Full Circle.
All right. Hey guys, I'm Josh Driver here with Full Circle, playing with some great musicians. I'm honored to get to jam with these guys. I got Tim Starnes on the fiddle, lap steel and the harp. Got Gene Ingram on percussion, and Heath Price is on the bass. This first song I'm going to play y'all is called Who I Am. It's about my immediate family, where I grew up, you know, just a little bit of backstory on me. I think that has a lot to do with who you are and where you end up. So here you go.
Well, I ain't gotta be nobody to be who I am, and I'll be who I am until I ain't. Born in Eastridge, Tennessee, right off of Ringgold Road. My daddy picked guitars, I let my mama pick the paint. Dad, he sold cars to everyone I know, and every now and then he'd play me Hank or Alan Coe. Good men sometimes do bad things, but I don't blame him, I grew up to do the same. Make sure the ones you love know that you do.
Love you, Pops.
One day we'll all be 6 feet under two. The lives we're living, time we're giving, it seems to fly on by. So don't spend all your time here just drinking beer and getting high. Doctors told my sister, girl, you'll never be a mom. But two kids later, I guess that you could say they were wrong. I've never seen my sister smiling in the way she do. By some miracle, those kids, they love me too. Make sure the ones you love know that you do.
Love you, sis.
'Cause one day we'll all be 6 feet under two. The lives we're living, time we're giving, it seems to fly on by. So don't spend all your time here just drinking beer and getting high. Her way, she dove in to work and school for damn near anything. She hates to be called crazy, but mama, don't you know that it's the crazy folks that have them hearts of gold. Make sure the ones you love know that you do.
Love you, Mom.
One day we'll all be 6 feet under two. The lives we're living, time we're giving, it seems to fly on by. So don't spend all your time here just drinking beer and getting high. But you could still spend a little time here just drinking beer and getting high.
Song coming up next is Some Folks. I wrote it just about appreciation and growth. Honestly, just the state everything in the world is in right now. You know, like, it could be a lot worse. You know, I'm blessed, and a lot of you are too listening to this. So just try to remember that.
Folks got it going on. Nice cars, nice clothes, perfumes, colognes, and the very own roof over their very own, yeah. And me, I've just been wasting time. Rod, cut, whiskey, gas station, wine, trying to write these rhymes to get them all out of my head. Maybe next door to sober up, finally get around fixing this old truck, get my money up, and buy a little piece of land. If I get a house, I gotta get a dog. Don't care if he's big or small, just a good old boy I could pet, he could be my friend. Come to think about it, I ain't ever owned a gun. Probably about time that I got one. Learned to shoot it real good, just in case I need to shoot you dead. And I don't wanna hurt nobody that ain't hurting me or mine instead. It ain't perfect, but I'm trying to appreciate being born and raised in the USA. Only knowing about the good things when I was young. My nana was always watching me, watching soap opera, making sweet, sweet tea. I'm trying to be the best matriarch she could be. Burgers, I've chained oil, been on my hands and knees and soul, picking taters up just to fill up another bin. I've got paid to sing in bars, I've wrecked damn near every car that I've ever owned, and I hope I don't do it again. I don't wanna hurt nobody, rambling around in sin. Perfect, but I'm trying to appreciate waking up again to a brand new day, living through all the crazy things that I've done. People are always watching me like soap opera on a big TV, waiting on the next time I screw up. Yeah, I know that life ain't fair. There's different folks in different situations everywhere. I'm just trying to remind y'all we're all one. Yeah, it ain't that bad where I come from. Some folks got it going on. Still got your dad, still got your mom.
All right, this is a song I wrote about me and my friends when we were a little younger, a little dumber, just a little though. And you know what? I'll just let it speak for itself. It's the place we were at.
Group of folks everybody just seems to know for doing what they want. We don't always make the best decisions, and these these lives we're living, but we live them every day. And some drink, some smoke, some do both. Some are popping pills, some do coke. That's all that you've heard. You saying the thing that you've heard enough. So tell me, why don't you ever hear about the love? We're shameless, we're shameless. We're small town famous in ways we ought to not be. We're shameless, we're shameless. It don't mean painless in this life I lead. Every story you've heard, I bet the real version went much worse. Every mistake was a memory, full of late nights and whiskey bottles, girls, drugs, and a foot on the throttle. Living 100 miles an hour. Well, hey buddy, I could really use a cigarette from you. Cause I'm broke, I went and spent all my money on this blues. Shameless, shameless. Small town famous in ways I have not been. I'm shameless, I'm shameless. That don't mean painless in this life I lead. We ain't as bad as you all seem to think. We're much, much worse. We're shameless, shameless. I'm small town famous in ways I have not been. Yeah, yeah. We're shameless, shameless. And don't be painless in this life I lead. Yeah, I lead it. We're shamelessly.
My grandparents lived in the same house. Had to be 50 years. They were young, they had their family grew up, and they still stayed there. That's a very stable way to live, you know. Yeah. We don't live like that anymore.
Mm-mm. I think it's taken a lot away from us, too, you know. There's that old saying, you know, oh, you can't go home. And like nowadays, most people really can't. It doesn't matter if your parents are still alive or what, you know, it's just a different day and age, and not everyone was raised up in one home their whole life. They were bouncing all
so
over
true.
The place.
What you're saying, it's just, it's a weird feeling.
It is. Our percussionist, Gene Ingram, he lives two houses up from the house that I remember growing up in East Ridge. I saw a home video not too long ago of that house before my dad developed the land that was on his couple acres, and he developed it into a one street neighborhood, you know, and that was a big deal at the time. And he was real proud of himself, I'm sure, and like the whole family was. And but now you go up through there and drive through there. He named it Ashley Oaks, and that's my sister's name, Ashley. And then Joshua Drive is the one street on it. It's literally right behind the big brick sign for the subdivision is the house I grew up in. So now it's like the house I grew up in with that land around it has been surrounded by other homes and other people. And, you know, we'll never go back there. I mean, my parents are split up too on top of that, you know. So both of their homes are different than the home that I had. That home doesn't exist anymore, but it did raise me. I'm very thankful for it. I'm so blessed, you know. And I think a lot of times nowadays we get, you know, very woe is me, especially when you're young and angsty. And you're not appreciative of what you did have. Instead, you just focus on all these the negative, the bad things are like, oh, well, these people, you know, they have it better for whatever reasons. But, you know, really here in Tennessee, from what I've seen, you know, it's a pretty good life here.
I think so, too.
So.
Yeah. So you grew up in Chattanooga?
Yeah, East Ridge and Ringgold. I've basically been hopping, just straddling the Tennessee-Georgia state line my whole life, you know? I mean, in one day, I might cross back and forth over it 10 times, really, you know? Because I got friends on Cloud Springs Road and then be going to Ringgold Road, and that's just right there, you know, 3-4 minute drive across it, and you're just hopping the line every time. I think, you know, this is one of the best places I've been. I haven't been to too terribly many places, but there is a kick off your shoes and come on in kind of feel here. And I love that. That's just how I was brought up.
It's how you write.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was watching something that you did in Ringgold. I think it was at the Depot.
Mm-hmm.
There's a video. I kept thinking, wow, this sounds like Willie with Mickey Raphael.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Tim's doing that harmonica thing.
Oh, yeah. Man, Tim Starnes is fantastic. But yeah, you know, I like that older style. It's not so fake and overproduced, you know. That's why I love live music, you know, and it's never perfect. It could be perfect subjective. I mean, just like in someone's opinion, you know. I might be like, man, that song was perfect to me tonight, you know, and someone else still think it's not kind of like beauty's in the eye of the beholder too, but like that live music, there's something that keeps you on your toes and it's alive and it's breathing. You can't fight it. If you got to go with it, you know, and go with everyone who's involved with it. Everyone has to play their part. And when they do, we all create something beautiful together, you know?
I do. I was just reading the other day, John Hiatt. Do you know John Hiatt, the songwriter? Made a lot of albums in the 80s and 90s. So he and Jerry Douglas and Jerry Douglas's band went into RCA Studio B in Nashville. And they said that studio was built for people to go in to the room and play together,
mm-hmm.
not separated.
Yeah.
And he said, that was what I wanted. And, you know, the funny thing is, I talked to a band, I guess a couple of years ago, and they said, we just finished an album. They said, the producer said, I want you all to sit in a circle and make the music. And they said, what? We don't make records like that. No, we need to separate it. He said, no, I don't want you doing that. I want you to sit in a circle and play, looking at each other and listening to each other. And they said, it's the best record we ever made.
Yeah.
So, you know, we seem to have, and that mode of music making, I don't think it's going to go away.
No, it won't.
Separate tracks and everything, you know. But it's a different style.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of music you make, it really doesn't lend itself to being recorded that way.
Yeah. No, if you know, at that point, you're plugging into a formula, you know, you're out for this perfection. And once again, you know, I feel like perfection can be up to people's opinions, because are you really honing your craft, you know, by taking all that? And like at the same time, it is very different to record with the click track. You have to play perfectly. I mean, you don't have to actually. They can go in there and tweet, and they do. So actually, no, I'll stick to what I said in the first place. You know, it's different. It's not honing your craft exactly the same way. And it's also not playing in a group the same way, because when that whole group is there together, like I was saying, you know, feeding off of each other and you're all in it together, you can't fight it. Because if you do, if you mess up, if you're unsure, you're uncertain, it affects it and you hear it, you know, and everyone hears it and feel it. But when you don't, when you're all really there together and you're practiced and you're all really playing your part for it, you make that's something beautiful. And then when you go play live somewhere, you sound like you did on your recordings, you know. And I know I'm not perfect, like as far as a singer and stuff. I've always said I'm more of a songwriter, and everyone has on days and off days for different reasons, but I'd rather it be honest.
I agree. Listening to your stuff is hard to imagine it any other way.
Yeah.
You know, you're a band. You are clearly a songwriter. It sounds like you had a sound in your head and you brought the music to these guys and said, what can we do with this? Because my impression was that you have a rhythm section, then you have Tim, and you two are playing off each other.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, everyone brings their own part to it. Heath, you know, has a different understanding of music than I do. You know, actually realized, he asked me one time, he was like, do you even listen to the bass lines and stuff in songs? Because I was struggling with a bass line that was, like, I guess, kind of well known. And I was like, no, man, I've always listened to the guitars and the vocals. And, you know, that's what, because I wanted to be a guitar player or a singer, and then it became a songwriter. And if I'm being honest, it's because I was young and I wanted to be a rock star. You know, I wanted to be the guitar player or the front man, you know. That's not where I'm at anymore. But it definitely, having those ambitions as a younger person, rounded me off to, like, be what I am now, you know, whatever that is. It's a songwriter, I guess. But he brings that bass to it. And then, you know, Tim, he's playing off me. And a lot of these songs are very traditional, three chord progressions that change up here and there throughout the song. But you have to listen to my vocal cues and stuff, too, because there's different timings at different times. And they're just all wonderful musicians, man.
Heath is a great bass player.
Oh, yeah. He's so good.
He's very melodic.
Oh, yeah. No, and he listens to very different style music. Listens to, like, he's really into Yes right now, and so that's influencing him. It's a lot more technical, you know, than what the stuff I do. I do very basic chord progressions with, like, bouncing bass line, even on my acoustic, you know, bouncing back and forth, and then he is at liberty with bouncing around and playing with it. And because of those influences on Yes and stuff, he takes your idea of a normal country bass line and gives it a different flair, you know. Mm-hmm. And then Tim, obviously, Tim Starnes is just, he's fantastic. I'd go listen to Tim play by himself. You know, I really would. I'd go sit and listen to it. I'm just blessed to have him here. And, you know, it makes me happy to see them get excited about something I've written, you know, or ideas they have for the songs. It gets me even more excited than I was in the first place, you know.
How long have you been playing with these guys?
Oh, I played with Gene and Midnight Promise probably, I want to say that was 2018. Heath, I first played with him. He's also a drummer in Subconscious, and I played with Subconscious as an acoustic guitar player and backup singer. It's a heavy band in Chattanooga also. Shout out to Midnight Promise and Subconscious. Love you guys. So I've played with them for a few years now, and Tim Starn, him and my dad were both in the car business together. There's this Texaco player piano that we had at the car lot, and Tim showed me how to play chopsticks on it. It's the first thing I ever learned how to play on any instrument ever. When I was a little kid, the first time I ever saw live music was at that same car lot, Final Touch Auto Sales on Ringgold Road. It was across from where Linda's restaurant used to be and Joe Chambers Music. They had, like, a late night fish fry car sale, you know. Tim was playing with Roger Allen Wade, and I was just sitting there watching them. I remember I was a little kid, like, so young, I had light up shoes on. I was just dancing and getting down and enjoying it. And it's just really cool. You know, things come full circle. A lot of things came full circle in my life about a year ago. Tim jumping in and playing too was just another part of that, you know. And like I said, even Gene, I've been playing with for years. He's two houses up and has been my whole life from the house I was raised in. You know, I've seen music notes painted on his mailbox for years, and turned out I get to play with him too. So that's where the whole idea of full circle came to be, and or how it came to be. And we just pull whoever we want of our friends to come and play with us. You know, they're all part of the circle.
On Scenic Roots, this is Josh Driver with Tim Starnes playing fiddle, lap steel, and mouth harp, Gene Ingram playing drums, and Heath Price playing bass.
My girlfriend wrote this song. I think it's a very beautiful song. It has its own voice. I'm going to let it speak for itself. Anyone who's from around here, it's called Ode to Appalachia. It's in a G,
G.
Or E.
It's in G.
Okay. Anyway, so yeah, I throw stuff at these guys all the time that, you know, is new to them and new to me, and that's what I'm doing here, even at you know, this capacity, because that's what we do. We play live music, and we just, you know, wish that we could have a good time every day. So anyway, this song's called Ode to Appalachia. I think that's a very appropriate title. I'm just gonna jump into it.
Well, the wind, it's blowing south now. I guess I ought to get moving. I'm a freight train rolling home. I'm whistling all the way. And this old pine, she's lost her luster. Winter came and solar flame. Yeah, we shared a thousand sunsets, but I never thought to give her a name. They said, Southern bells, don't you hold up in those hills. Come to the valley, start a family, brush that hair and paint your nails. But we wasn't made to understand their city ways. Just leave us here alone upon the mountain. Pride in where we come from, a happy age until we're dead. And don't you put us in no casket, you lay us in a river bed. City lights can't hold a candle to the mountain stars at night. And best believe me when I tell ya, us hillbillies gonna be alright. And they said, Southern man, don't you hold up in those hills. Come to the valley, start a family, make some money, then pay your bills. But we wasn't made to understand your city ways. Just leave us here alone upon the mountain. To understand your city ways, just leave us here alone upon the mountain. Just leave us here alone upon the mountain.
This song is called I've Been Called a Lot of Things, and I have been called a lot of things more often than not, behind my back, into my face. And this song's basically just telling you to not worry what people are saying about you and just keep doing you.
Too many in my glass.
be more cautious with my words. I get a little better every day. Ain't letting nothing get in my way. And I own it, now I am who I am. I don't need your give a damn. I still got some blood, I still got some friends. We'll be here till the very end. I've been called a lot of things. I've been called a lot of things, but I ain't been called out. I know I'm far off from a saint. Still dealing with some demons and this pain. I ain't looking at my faults the same. I'm trying to let go of all this shame. So go ahead and call me white trash. Go on, call me a fool. Sometimes we all fall short, and I'm sure you fall short too. Go ahead and point your finger. Go on, place the blame. It won't change a thing. It won't change a damn thing. Can say what they want, and they can think what they want, but in the end,
it won't change a thing. It won't change a damn thing.
On Scenic Roots, this is Josh Driver with Tim Starnes playing fiddle, lap steel, and mouth harp, Gene Ingram playing drums, and Heath Price playing bass. Recorded in the studio in the Chattanooga Public Library downtown. More in a moment. This is Scenic Roots from the studio in the Chattanooga Public Library. This is Josh Driver and Full Circle.
No!
This is going to be the title track on the first full-length album I put out. It's called Southern Charm.
Heaven, it's hotter than hell, and we're all sinners with a story to tell. Ain't all good and ain't all bad, it's just the truth about the lives we've had. We've got a blue skies and white steeples. Inside and outside's both got different kinds of people. Holding doors and saying grace. Well, that's my kind of place. A southern boy's just a hound dog barking and a crying at the same damn time. Going back home as we get older, just passing that old road sign. And we don't want to cause no harm, but we could damn sure show you harm. But with some hospitality and that southern charm.
guess your heart's to death. Backhanded compliments and words that left unsaid. That's the way the girls are raised. The men are all paycheck to paycheck and giving the South their praise. A Southern boy is just a paycheck coming and leaving the same damn day. We can't help if you ain't from round here. You won't understand the things we say. Well, it's a different raising, but I wasn't raised in no barn. But with some hospitality and that Southern charm. Got that Southern charm.
How long have you been writing?
I wrote poems in elementary school and would ask to read them and stuff. I've always loved words, you know. And it's funny because some people would think, you know, think people with my accent, you know, butcher the language. But like, I just got back from New York. Also, that seemed like that could have been passive aggressive at like you. And it was not at all. I just got back from New York. I think it gives us, obviously it does give us a different, you know, cadence and rhyme, options and rhyming and stuff because of how the words get pushed together and stuff. And I think that's great and fun. I changed something I'd been saying in Southern Charm. I said it's a different kind of raising. And I had to make myself say raising because I didn't want people to talk about me saying raisin, like the California raisins or something, you know? And I got to thinking about it and I was like, no, I just need to be organic and genuine. And that's who I am. And I know, because if once you start there, that's a slippery slope, I feel like.
I
don't need to try to be anyone.
You're second guessing yourself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You can't fight it. Like I said, like you can't fight that. And once you do, you're messing it up.
I have to tell you, Josh, I grew up a long, long way from here. And the first time I heard Otis Redding, if I start listing all the people who made a big impression on me, especially Americans, they're almost all Southerners.
Mm-hmm. Very different cultures.
It's the heart, it's the soul of the country.
Mm-hmm. Southerners, Appalachians, you know, there's that culture there. And that came from, you know, people of all different backgrounds were broke down here and lived on soul. They lived on soul, whether it was their music or their food. They were, you know, cooking with bacon grease and all this stuff. Like, yeah, it's delicious, but like also they were making do, you know, mm-hmm. They were using everything they had. And people were even painting Appalachian people as, you know, just barefoot hillbillies or whatever. But, you know, half of us didn't want to put on shoes, you know, just why, you know? One of the songs on there, my girlfriend, it's the only one I did today. I didn't write, my girlfriend wrote it. It's called Ode to Appalachia, and she says on there, Southern bells, don't you hold up in those hills, come to the valley, start a family, brush your hair, and paint your nails. And they did. They took something from all of us by trying to force everyone to like live this city life, you know, and we were closer to ourselves, to the earth, and to everything, you know, and that's where all this culture came from that is being exploited on a regular basis now. I've been really looking into this stuff very recently, just because, I don't know, I guess the more that, not just ignorant real hillbillies, but the more that we get painted down here as just like bigots and racist and stuff, the more I want to look into all these different things, like, because not everything down here is just, it's just the same everywhere as far as there's hate in people's heart all over the world, you know? And so I've just been trying to study just the history of Appalachian culture, not the North and South, you know, not, you know, looking into civil wars and all this stuff, because that's not what I'm interested in. I'm interested in how the culture became what it is, and some of it is does involve that, you know. But that's I'm not here to be political, and I'm not trying to learn anything to be political. I just want to honor, you know, the culture that it raised me. I think it did a good job. I've had some mess ups, and there's some issues, you know. There's like some toxic masculine, you know, image that I wanted for a long time. You know, I grew up thinking like, oh, I can't wait to start drinking beer and all this stuff, kind of stuff, and it put me in a lot of bad situations, but that was my choice. You know, it also taught me hospitality and forgiveness and love and, you know, sympathy, empathy, respect, you know, loyalty. And at the end of the day, we're all responsible for our own actions. Yes, everyone is influenced by their traumas, their raising, all this different stuff. But really, by the end of the day, you got to look at people's hearts and see what they really mean.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Who were your heroes growing up?
Oh, my dad was one of my heroes. And believe it or not, Tim Starnes was a hero of mine at a young age. I loved Ronnie Van Zant. I loved Lynyrd Skynyrd. You know, that cliche. It's cliche for a reason.
It really is. You know, that bothers me. When I first started working here, Freebird had just been released. It was released that summer. And that's all anybody wanted to hear, you know. And then at some point, the band gets lost in this cliche of this one song and what it seems to represent, even though it doesn't really.
Yeah.
And I've since gone back and listened to those early Lynyrd Skynyrd albums. Those are great records.
They are. And they set and they practiced so much. They had like a little shack, like a swamp shack, that Ronnie and them would get in, and they would just practice all day and make sure they got it right. And if you go listen to their live performances,
it's tight.
Yeah. They all know every moment, every breath of that song, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that was part of it. It wasn't that like, oh my gosh, Ronnie Van Zant is such an amazing singer. It's that I liked his lyrics. I liked the way he delivered them genuinely. And everyone there played their part of the song. You know, no one was, it wasn't about like glory to any specific one of them. It was about the song.
Yeah, absolutely. And he write little movies. Give Me Three Steps. You can see that guy.
Yeah.
Know? And you can see what's coming before it even comes.
Oh, yeah. Imagine the same little cartoon in my head through it, you know.
And so, you know, at that same time, bands like Little Feat were being very celebrated. There's no difference if you listen now to Little Feat against Lynyrd Skynyrd. It's the same band, same roots, and the same idea, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm with you.
I was in upstate New York, like the Catskills and Foothills. And, you know, those are some country people, man.
Yeah.
They are. They are country folks. And people think, oh, Yankees or whatever. Those are some country Yankees, man. And they love it, you know. They just have a little different accent. It's still country, you know. It
absolutely is.
It's just different than ours. Just like Tennessee and Kentucky is different.
Yeah, I know. Woodstock's a little country town, you know.
Yeah, I was not too far from Woodstock. Yeah. I was in a little, it was the village of Franklin. It was the sign. Literally drive through it in a mile and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And, It was wonderful up there. I had such a good time. And, you know, I messed with some people even more, you know, like just because I started seeing people naturally, eyes get bigger when I spoke. And so then I started being like, hey there, yeah, it's nice to meet you. I'm from Tennessee, you know. And then like watch them like really get like uncomfortable and just be like, no, I'm just kidding. And then it didn't seem as thick to them, you know. Oh.
What are your plans? Do you guys fixing to make a record at some point?
Yes, we're working on On Southern Charm is the album, and we played that today. I didn't have the greatest vocal day today, but that's all right. We're keeping it honest, aren't we? Southern Charm is going to come out when it comes out, because I was trying to make it come out this year. I wanted to absolutely have it out this year. But I want to get in there and record like we were just talking about, and that's what we've all been discussing, and everyone's on the same page with me. And so that's going to take a little bit of work, especially around everyone's lives, you know. It's we all have our own families and jobs and other groups we're playing with and stuff, and I understand. Well, I don't right now, actually, but I understand that, and so I'm not going to try to, like, harass them. I'm just thankful these guys are coming in and learn. They are putting in the time to learn and effort to get these songs, and when it's time, we'll go in there and we'll record the album, hopefully in a day. I'd like to document it, and, like, you know, we'll see about all that, but I just think it'd be great to interview everyone and just have a full day with a studio, you know, for just one whole day. It's ours, and us get in there and just have a good time. and not, it doesn't, it, I don't want us to be having to try by then. I want the biggest issues by then to be whether or not I'm having a good vocal day, because and everyone else be on point and me just be like, sorry guys, you know. So it's going to take a minute.
On Scenic Roots, this is Josh Driver with Tim Starnes playing fiddle, lap steel and mouth harp, Gene Ingram playing drums, and Heath Price playing bass.
This is a song I wrote called Normal, about how that's a joke, basically. This is a lot more calm version than it's normally done when we're in these bars and chat and stuff.
I wanna be. It's not if you're asking me, but what you want and you never will. But still, I feel the same. I'm not who you want me to be. And I'm not normal. I'm not normal. What is normal? Can you show me normal? I'm not normal. Damn sure I don't wanna be. And I'm not normal. I'm on fire. Show me normal and I'll show you a liar. I'm not normal. Damn sure I don't wanna be. Recall a story about the man living on the moon. I found out he never went there by choice. People heard him laugh and they heard him sing. But the last that they heard from him, they found out he had more than one voice. If you ask me, I bet that he don't mind. He's up there talking all the time to those voices in his head. And I'm not normal. I'm not normal. What is normal? Can you show me normal? I'm not normal. And I don't wanna be. And I'm not normal. I'm on fire. Show me normal and I'll show you a liar. I'm not normal. Damn sure don't wanna be. And damn sure don't want to be.
Josh Driver and Full Circle, recorded live in the studio in the Chattanooga Public Library downtown. These sessions are recorded on Wednesday afternoons, mostly Chattanooga-based musicians and bands, but not exclusively. All of the sessions are engineered and mixed by Sam Mensah. The executive producers for the Live in the Library series are me, Richard Winham, for the radio station, and Sam Mensah for the library. And we will have another session recorded live in the library here on Scenic Roots next Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock.